Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right, and this is the even it out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Clearly getting that schedule better and shored up is part of the philosophy and the vision for Memphis. You know, Penny really wants to get a Georgetown game. Like a home and home. Which, what do you think about that?
I have never been high on it. I'm down for it because Penny wants to do it. He looks at Patrick Ewing, you know, as a colleague, as a peer, and as something he wants to do. So I'm down with that because he is, and that's his friend. But I don't know how much it helps you. Did you see last night Georgetown lost in the first round of the NIT to Harvard?
Yep.
I mean, Pat's been okay there. He has not been great by any stretch of the imagination.
Yep.
And I don't know how much that game helps you. And again, you know, your schedule, a lot of it's already, you've got plenty of high-level opportunities. But I would ask, if you're going to lock into a home-and-home or something, is that something that's going to help you both years, quite frankly? And again, you don't want – now, here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want all tough opponents either. Because you swing high, you miss on all those opportunities. The rest of it's all, you know, quad four wins. That's not going to get you wins. You want to be in a nice little sweet spot in the middle. And maybe Georgetown is part of a sweet spot where you think you get – it doesn't excite me. But again, if that means a lot to Penny, so I wouldn't – if it means something to him, which it seems to, him and Pat getting it on, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
just don't know how much it helps you.
Because this ain't John Thompson anymore.
Georgetown ain't taking off. They thought this year was going to be maybe the year, and again, first round NIT, and they lose to Harvard last night as a three seed.
Yep. So I would, you know, this ain't the.
But
the
he seems dead set on it because he
biggest
said
biggest giant that is Georgetown anymore. This is they've come back down to earth a little bit. You know,
it seems like Penny wants to play them. I don't know if Big Pat is looking at Memphis and saying, "Yeah, I'll do that," because he may be looking and saying, "Man, they're going to kill us. I don't want any part of it." So mm-hmm. Penny keeps saying he's handed it over to ADs to see. We will see.
I don't ask for much. You know, get Louisville on the schedule, man.
So yeah, I mean, Oregon
is
NC State game.
Oregon is a decent game.
This NC State game.
NC State is okay.
Who am I leaving out?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, of course.
Tennessee. They play at Northeastern.
Yeah, which is a tournament team, but that's not one that you get up for.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a decent.
Oh, it helps you on the schedule. Yes, yeah. I'm talking about high level.
Yeah,
you know, power five opponents.
I think that's mostly it. Ole Miss,
LSU comes
Oregon,
off.
Tennessee.
LSU was done.
Yeah, Ole Miss, Oregon, Tennessee, NC State. Yeah.
And Oregon, which you've added, but see, something's missing. Don't you feel it? You know, with that team,
like one more, one more big one.
Unless I'm leaving one out, we were counting that Myrtle
Tennessee,
Beach so long with Villanova and them.
Tennessee is a big one.
Clearly,
Tennessee is a big one, and they'll be ranked in the top 25, obviously to start.
Yeah, but you already had that was already done.
Yeah,
I'm talking about what Penny has added again. You know, Oregon, that's one of them, obviously in that setup by Nike. You see what I'm saying? I feel like there's one more. Like there should be at least one more big one, feels like.
No.
And that's what I wonder about. If pulling out of something that was more competitive at Myrtle Beach than what you've got now with NC State and the other three games, which will be, you know, the equivalent of bye games.
Right.
Don't you feel like there's
something's
in the works? That's why I hesitated to say, do you think this is a good move? Because I think there's more to it. I think there must be.
Yeah, you would hope so. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NCAA tournament, about the Grizzlies, about the Tigers. Lots more with Jeff Calkins in just a little bit. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So a little bit later today at Horseshoe Casino, you're going to be able to hang out with Jason Smith. I'm done promoting it. You promote it. You need to promote your own event.
Come on down to the legendary Bluesville down at
legendary.
Horseshoe in Tunica. You better believe it. And it's going to be, if it wasn't John, it's going to be legendary today with your boy down there.
Wow.
How's that?
Wow.
How is that? I've already got one guy coming because he says he's going to come because I'm going to have a beer. And so I guess I've got to stay committed to that. I will have one beer.
What kind of beer do you think you'll have?
Oh, it'll be a light. Something light.
Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors
drive,
Light.
Right? Yeah, we got drive. We're going to keep it reasonable and responsible. But what we're going to do is have a very good time, John, from 4 to 6 down there and watch the basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly got a good one at 3:30.
Yep, that is true.
Probably the best first round matchup in the entire tournament.
Yeah, I have no qualms with that.
Marquette.
Murray State. Louisville is down 10 right now to Minnesota at the under 4 timeout. LSU keeping Yale at bay, 55-43. Auburn is up 6 over New Mexico State.
Way to go, Auburn. I'm tired of folks picking against Bruce Pearl in that game.
You're a little behind. It's 57-46.
Well, I mean, I don't have the TV.
And it was single digits.
I don't have my TV in front of me. I just have the ESPN scores.
I'm just saying. Yale is fighting.
Yeah, dude, I mean, but, dude, all I can do is go off the ESPN scoreboard, bro. I don't have a TV
in front of me. I understand. I just want you to give them credit. They're fighting. They're trying to get this Sweet 16 berth that I've been really passionate about, and I just hope they can get past this first game.
Yep. So anyway, there you go as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. SB Nation asked a very interesting question earlier today. We always focus on who wins the tournament, right?
Yeah, what's the question?
The Cinderella runs and the teams that win. They asked, who is the best team that never won an NCAA tournament? That I guess that didn't win the NCAA tournament.
Oh, easy. Fab Five.
You say the Fab Five.
Isn't that the answer?
Well, some say.
I didn't think there was
some
a debate here.
Some say the Fab Five wasn't even the best team in their conference that year. That's what some will say.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to make me go through the big. Who was good in the Big Ten? I'm going to assume Ohio State was great that year.
I don't know. That's just what people say. Some of the response I'm seeing in this thread.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about. Just Jalen Rose,
mm-hmm.
Chris Webber, Juwan Howard, enough. I don't even need to go to Jimmy King. Those guys had great career. You realize that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, who's better than that? That team was a monster.
Well, I think there are a few.
It's called timeout.
I think there are a few.
Which is still a stake between him and Jalen Rose.
I think there are a few teams that we could do this with. I think the 1991 UNLV roster.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a good one.
You know.
Ooh, Grandmama.
Yeah, that team right there, I mean, think about the Larry Johnson.
Grandmama, Stacey Augman, I want to say.
Stacey Augman, absolutely.
Yeah, and Anderson Hunt. Are you looking at the roster?
Yep, Anderson Hunt. Yep,
he was
on there.
Come on, it doesn't compare. That team was damn good, no question, but does it compare to the talent level? I guess there's different ways you can – we've got different – criteria for how you would judge this. Again, you heard me. Just there's three long NBA careers on that Michigan team. They would still outlast that, John.
Yeah. How about Memphis? How about 08 Memphis? I mean, you had an All-American in Chris Douglas Roberts.
Look at how the season went. Yes.
You had number one overall pick in Derrick Rose. You had Antonio Anderson, Robert Dozier. I mean, that team was stacked.
Not as good as Fab Five.
And they're not getting any love in this Twitter thread.
I thought you would have them on there.
Yeah.
They're not part of this?
They have to be. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but I'm just saying that they're not getting a lot of love. I mean,
they're
A couple people have submitted 2008 Memphis.
That's ridiculous.
But, I mean, that team was, I mean, dude, I mean, they lost two games, an entire year. Other people have said the 05 Illinois team. Darren Williams,
yeah.
Luther Head, D.
That
Brown.
Was a really good team.
They were good, Jason.
I had a little small backcourt.
Not above the 08 Tigers, or definitely not above the Fab Five.
Thank you.
Five Slamma Jamma is another submission.
Of course. Again, that would go to my sort of my Fab Five argument, too. You look at all the talent on that squad. Who would have the 94 Duke team that lost to Arkansas in the championship game? You got that? Because Grant Williams is on that. Grant Hill is on that squad.
I mean, you're so obsessed with Tennessee.
Grant Hill was on that squad. You can't pull that one up, can you, man?
Dude, yes I can. I already got it.
That's why we got you, buddy. You are so fast over there with the buttons.
You ready?
Yes. Grant Hill, I know.
Grant Hill was your senior leader.
Of course.
Cherokee Parks.
Ooh, good. A solid college player. Played with the Timberwolves for a while, I want to say.
Antonio Lang.
Yeah. Not as good as I thought then.
This team's not that good. Chris Collins, Jeff Capel.
Capel,
yeah, dude.
Nah, I mean they were suitable. I guess Grant clearly the headliner there.
Yeah,
that was a good team. Arkansas beat in '94 though. UCLA team the next year had the O'Bannon brothers.
Yep. How about that Kentucky team with John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins?
Maybe I'd take that Arkansas team in '95 since it did lose. Maybe I'd put that one on there. It had Corliss. And a couple other guys. They were a stud squad because they'd won just the year before.
Yeah, I think that 2010 Kentucky team, I mean, think about all the talent they had on that damn team.
Oh, dude, they got to be on there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, people are asking about the Fab Five, and Joel Anderson, who is our friend, we've had Joel Anderson on the show, his response about the Fab Five was they were very good and fun, but never dominant and never considered clearly the best team in any of the years that they were together.
Well, I mean, yeah, people are throwing this Ohio State thing at me that year, Michigan, that they lost to Ohio State twice that year. Who made the championship game?
Which year would this have been?
That Fab Five team that you told me there was a better team that year. Well, the team is Ohio State, as I guessed, because I got people tweeting it at me now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ohio State's so good that year, they didn't make the championship game. We're talking about teams that didn't win it, teams that came up short.
Yeah, Ohio State, yep. That's the team.
I mean, it wasn't just that the Michigan players clearly had great NBA careers. That was a monster team, dude. That team was so that team changed college basketball. What they wore, black socks, the bald heads.
Yeah, we agree with that. I agree with that.
No, yeah, I got.
I mean, there's no debate about that.
Act
they
like
did
Ohio
change.
State.
They changed the. They changed.
Like they should be on this list.
They changed college basketball. I mean, this is like
absolutely.
This is like Calkins' question the other day. Like, what's the best moment of, Penny Hardaway's first season? It's just all about how you interpret it, you know. But I do think that Memphis team is definitely deserving. Of being on that list, there's no question about it. Obviously, the NCAA tournament is going on as we speak. The next game that's going to tip off is Bradley and Michigan State. They will tip off at 1:45. That, of course, features the Memphian, Darryl Brown. Bradley,
Germantown stand up.
Bradley had a very improbable run in their conference tournament. Would they come down? They came down from like what, 18 or something like that in the second half?
16, I think it was.
Yeah, some crazy deficit there in the second half to end up winning the game. And so they've got that, their first round matchup. They're rewarded with a first round matchup against Michigan State. So far, other than Minnesota and Louisville, I mean, of course, Vermont's got a lead right now on Florida State. It's early, though. It is very early. But yes, this is the best time of year, man. I mean, it's about to be nonstop for the next, three, 4 days.
You know who rolled into a good situation was Mark Allnut, who's up at Buffalo now. You see what you guys know the success that Buffalo's had with that basketball program this year. But they're a six seed, and a lot of people got them making a little bit of a run. For the people that don't necessarily believe in Texas Tech,
yep.
A lot of people have got Buffalo on that lower half of that region. Mark's AD up there. You remember that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. By the way, we've talked about the game of the first round, John Morant and Marcus Howard, Murray State and Marquette. That, of course, is the hottest seat in terms of like the ticket prices. That's the most expensive one. So the median ticket price for that game is $219.
That's the median for that.
I figure there'll be a lot of scouts in there, obviously, and
You can get to Ole Miss, Oklahoma for $35.
If I was LeBron, I'm at that game.
Really?
I'm checking out Ja.
But you ain't got nothing else to do, right? Not like you're playing for the playoffs or anything like that.
I mean, he wins all Zion.
Yeah, you can get to the cheapest ticket is Ole Miss, Oklahoma. You can get that for $35, and then Virginia and Gardner-Webb for $35 as well. So those are the cheapest of the NCAA tournament. As far as the Tigers go, they are in the NIT. They play tomorrow at 7:30 against Creighton at Creighton. That will be a fun game. That'll be a nice environment for Memphis, you would think. I mean, you would think that's enough of a brand name for Creighton fans to, even if they're disappointed that they're not in the NCAA tournament, that should be enough of a brand name that's coming into your building, right, to get people in the building, right?
If I'm not mistaken, Creighton would be there, and I'm looking at it right now, so I have the answer for you shortly. Creighton would be, statistically and according to KenPom, their second-best win. UCF over KenPom's 46. Obviously a tournament team, and you dogged them two out of three times that you played them. Creighton at 52 would represent Memphis's second best. In this case, you may say third because they beat UCF twice. Third best win. In terms of quality of opponent,
yeah.
It reminds me of sort of the games that you hadn't been able to break through this year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And again, you're in this instance, I mean, you're coming in on the road to a team, a Creighton team that, you know, wasn't going to make the tournament this year, but one that's well-coached, as good offensively as they usually are. I think top 30, I'm looking at it right now, they're top 35 in the country offensively. They just do what they do. They spread you out. They got shooters.
Yep.
And it's sort of – it's these kind of games against this level of opponent that Memphis had struggled to break through this year. You don't have enough of these in terms of your resume. It's why you're not in the tournament. It's why you're playing in the NIT. So for me, the way I've looked at this, and I've told you, I think it's the maybe the toughest game the rest of the way on their NIT draw. For me, it's perfect because this is sort of what you haven't broken through all year long, gives you another chance to give it a shot. No, this isn't Houston. This isn't one of the – this isn't even an NCAA tournament team. But in terms of a KenPom ranking, you've lost games like this all year long. This would have been a quality win on your resume during the regular season. You know, to do this, to have to do it on the road, good test for a team that we hope, you know, we've said has gotten better as the season's gone on. They've grown. Well, hopefully we'll see that growth out on the road against a quality opponent.
Yeah.
So a perfect test, I think, to see if they've how much they've grown.
And you maintain that if they win tomorrow or if they win tomorrow night, you like them to make a deep run.
Well, I said, you know, the next two are the hardest. Creighton, I think, will be the hardest. That TCU team doesn't scare me. They were barely up on Sam Houston State at the half. Now, they won 82-69.
Yeah, you got to wonder how motivated they really are in this thing.
That's the other thing about it. For Memphis, this is it. This is all we got, and we're happy to be here because we haven't been in the postseason in 4 years.
Right.
With a TCU who thought it got snubbed, it's like, you know, this is the secondary thing. We don't want to be here anyway.
It's like being in that bowl game against, like, the group of five, right?
That stuff plays in the NIT. You see it play out and who wants to be there and who does not. So, if you can get past Creighton, I do like their road, John. I think you'd get a TCU team that, if it's not upset by Nebraska. And, again, Memphis fans, I suppose you'd be rooting for Nebraska in the upset there because, in that instance, you'd have another home game. Down at FedEx Forum, you'd have a chance to host Nebraska because they are seated lower than you are. Then after that, dude, you just saw. I told you the other day, there's nothing on that other side that scares you. Alabama just went down as the one seed last night. Okay, a team that you would have potentially have played in the semifinal in New York. On the other side, the ones are Indiana and UNC Greensboro. Like, Memphis can win this thing. Shout out to Wichita State too. They won their first round matchup, beat Furman 76-70.
Yeah, it looks Minnesota Louisville is about to go final. This will technically count as the first upset of the NCAA tournament, 10 over a 7. So that will end here very shortly. And then Bennett, you've got the more up to date score. How are we looking for Yale?
Man, the Bulldogs they won't go away. It is 54-61 LSU. There was a clear path fouled. Made the free throw, and then they turned the ball over. They had a chance to get this thing really close.
They're competing, though.
They're competing, man.
Good for them. Hey, good for them, man. James Jones, Coach Jones, got his team competing against a vastly superior team from an athletics perspective.
Plenty of time left.
Good for them, man. They are making the Ivy League proud today, no doubt about
Certainly
it.
Certainly are.
And you're right. They do it the right way. You ain't going to catch old James Jones on no wiretap talking about we made a strong-ass offer. It's all academia up there. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Coggins is going to join us, speaking of academia. We will talk to him about how proud he is of Yale and their performance so far and more when we come back. Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Thursday at this time, we talk to Jeff Calkins. Now, what's going on, Jeff?
I'm good. You guys?
How proud are you? How proud are you? I have to finish the question before you answer.
Yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud.
Of your Ivy League brethren, Yale. Number one, they do it the right way. And number two, they're competing on the floor with LSU basketball right now. I mean, do you throw your
score?
What is the score, Bennett, right now as we speak?
Well, unfortunately, things have gotten away from Yale. It is 63-54 LSU.
9-point game.
That's typical of Yale. That's Yale right there. You know
what does that mean?
That's Yale in a nutshell.
What does that mean?
They strive to be great at Yale, but they ultimately fall short.
They're hanging
and
in there.
They strive to be great, but they ultimately fall. You saw the same thing when they played Memphis at the FedEx Forum. Yale is a little bit of a wannabe. You know, and now, mind you, I have several nieces and nephews who've gone to Yale, and two brothers who've gone to Yale, and honestly, they're the inferior Calkinses. I'll be honest. If I need to be brutally truthful about it, it's kind of a second rate place.
So the people who can't get into Harvard go to Yale.
Go to Yale. That's generally the way it works. It's a backup. It's a good backup school. Listen, it's a perfectly good. You can get a good education there. I'm not saying you can't. You can get a good education there. You know, you can be a Supreme Court justice and hang out with Squeegee and whatever his name was, right? Those guys, like, you know. But that's, you know, it's a pretender. It's a pretender. It's a very good, if second-rate, Ivy League school. I mean, you know, as relatively speaking, it's fine. But it's more of an athletic powerhouse than anything else.
Yeah, did you determine?
Did I what?
I think that's truly how you feel about Yale. I mean, you don't have to apologize for the way you feel.
Yale's a great place. Obviously, it's a great place. But here's the truth: nobody at those schools gives a flip about basketball. That's the truth. You know how many times I went to a Harvard basketball game while I was at Harvard for 4 years?
How many times?
Zero.
Never? Not once?
Not once. No one gives a damn. I did go to football games. I went to some football games. But no one cared. I would have more hockey games, honestly, than anything else. Harvard hockey is like nationally. You know, it's Harvard hockey wins the national championships. So hockey's big. Hockey's fun. College hockey's fun. I didn't go to a single Harvard basketball game while I was there for 4 years.
Did you determine on your show today that this is the best weekend in sports?
I don't believe that. First of all, that's not the question. The question was the best day.
Okay.
And I think everyone says it. I've always thought it was a complete fiction. Let me ask you this. If it's the best day in sports, how come many, 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 many more people actually watch sports on Super Bowl Sunday? The 4 days that we put in our poll, we're now becoming the polling show on the on 92.9. The 4 days that we put on our poll, and we had to reject certain ones. Like January 1 didn't count anymore. It wasn't the best day in sports. It's kind of meaningless now, right? Opening day doesn't matter anymore, so we threw that out. The Kentucky Derby, of course, that doesn't matter, whatever. You could go Division Sunday on the NFL, or you could go Rivalry Week in college football. We went the four choices were Super Bowl Sunday, today, the opening of weekend of college football, and Sunday at the Masters. And we, those are the four choices. And today won in a rout. Everyone says today is the best day in sports. It's simply not, because it's a great day. It is a great day, and it belongs on that list. But if it's better than the Super Bowl, how come everybody watches? Listen, let me ask you this, John. If you could not watch, here, I give you a choice. God says to you, John, I will smite you dead if you watch the Super Bowl or if you watch the first day of the NCAA tournament, and you can take a, you can take your pick. But one of those, you just, you're never going to be able to watch again ever. You would say, I'm not going to watch the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Right. Right.
Of course you would.
Right, of course.
The Super Bowl's better. You wouldn't want to give up the Super Bowl.
But,
so I don't know why the hell everyone's voting for today.
Because it's nonstop. It's nonstop. From,
that's the good part about it, but it doesn't make it better.
Well, some people, you want to fight?
I do want to fight.
I mean, I think some people would say the relentless nature of, hey, game here, game there, the ability to flip, you know, flip from channel to channel, you know, and there are great moments that this day does provide. Michigan State losing to MTSU.
I am not disputing that today is great and can be great. Some years are greater than others. Last year was great. Some years are greater than others. I'm just saying, most people, if you said you had to give up today or you had to give up the Super Bowl as a day to watch sports, the same people who are voting that today is the best day in sports would say, oh, I'll give up today. And I know that because by TV ratings, many, many, many more people watch the Super Bowl. And the funny thing is the Super Bowl, in that poll that we ran, including the Sunday Masters, Super Bowl finished last, which is just a joke. It's the best day in sports in America. That's why everybody watches it. And, yes, everything's wrapped up in it, the national anthem and the halftime show and the ads and everything else. But there's a reason that it is that everyone watches it. It's the best day of sports in America. Today is not. Today's a great day, great day. And the relentlessness is great. The upsets are great. It's a perfect competitive enterprise because you got big schools and small schools and all kinds of mixes of styles. It's a great day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not better than a Super Bowl.
Here's what I want to know, Jeff. Are you going to Omaha?
I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. I think I probably am. Yep, I think I am.
Is it because it's gotten a little bit bigger, because Creighton's a good opponent, because if they, you know, this is sort of kind of along the lines of the teams they haven't sort of broken through against. They have beaten one team ranked higher in UCF a couple of times, but is that why? Because it matters a little more now?
Really?
Or does it matter?
For example, if the game was Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I might just stay and watch Johnny Manziel. Right, honestly, like if you want the truth, but what else is going on Friday?
But Johnny Manziel's not going to play though.
I mean, is he even playing?
We might play. I bet he's going to take snaps. You know, he's going to take snaps.
I mean, maybe.
I think he has to, right? I mean, you got to give the fans something.
Like, yeah, they're going to take snaps. He's going to take snaps. I mean, I'll be surprised if he doesn't take snaps. So, and I'm not saying that's bigger, but if you balance in getting to Omaha, there's a pain in the neck. But Friday, in terms of things to write about, it's the biggest thing. And I've gone to every game except I didn't go to South Florida. Might have been one other one I didn't go to. I think the two Florida trips, honestly, UCF and USF. I think I've been to every other game. And honestly, I think there's a very good chance, don't you? I mean, there's at least a coin flip of a chance that this could be the last one. And so I just feel like seeing it through. Plus, I've been to 48 states in the union, and the two I haven't been, one of them is Nebraska. And so I could knock it off my list, too.
That's amazing. I mean, why would you go to Nebraska, in fairness?
Well, you would actually think that you would have gone if you've been to the other. If someone said they've been to 48 states, you wouldn't think that Nebraska would be one of the two that they hadn't been to, because it's right there in the middle of the country. You'd think they would have crisscrossed through it at some point, right? Particularly if you're a sports writer. But I've never been to Nebraska, and I've never been to North Dakota, and I got no idea when I'm going to North Dakota. That's going to be a tough one. I think there's something to be said for seeing it through. And the other thing is there's also something to being there. It's a different feeling when you're there. Penny's good after the games. Like, I've enjoyed it, and I really have. I've enjoyed this year. I think it's been a really special year, and so there's something to be said for seeing it through. I don't think it particularly matters. It matters. This game doesn't matter. If they go to New York, that takes it up a notch, right? So it does matter if you get that far. It's another fun thing. This game, one way or another, I don't think particularly matters. It won't define the season in any respect, but I do think mm-hmm. there's something to be said for being there and seeing it through the end. And obviously Creighton's good. And yes, it would be the only teams they've beaten that are better, they've beaten at home, right?
Yep.
Wichita State isn't better. So the best road win is Wichita State, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
And so this would be their best road win. Yeah, yeah. So I think I'll likely go. The problem is they have flooding if you drive, so, and then flying's reasonably expensive.
Yeah, well, Daily Memphian's got the budget, though.
The Daily Memphian does. It is a juggernaut, and it has the budget. There's no question.
I mean, yep. if we can't fly you to Nebraska only a year in, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm worried.
What's the point? Exactly right.
I mean, if we're already having to make you drive to Nebraska, then this thing, yeah.
By the way, speaking of being worried, there's
subscribe
news.
To Daily Memphian.
I want to tell you, I'm breaking. Can I break some news here? Oh,
wait. Please do.
Bennett has to say.
Oh, hang on. I don't have the thing.
Bennett has to say a sponsored line.
You don't
no,
have the
I don't
thing?
Have the line. I don't have the line.
This about Mercedes.
This news is presented to you by the Mercedes 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
That's not the full liner, but good enough.
That's the idea. For the Memphis football spring game, the offensive coordinator on one team is going to be yours truly.
Really?
I'm going to be the offensive coordinator for the Memphis football spring game. And now some people say that being offensive coordinator under Mike Norvell, like it doesn't matter because he's going to be the offensive coordinator.
It's in title only, right? Yeah.
It's in title only. That's BS. I've told him I will only do it. I mean, we struck it if I get control of the play calling. And so
that's a wise move.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand it to Daryl Henderson, throw it to Tony Pollard. I'm going to tell
they're
Anthony
gone
Miller
now.
To go
they're
along.
Gone now.
I'm going to excuse me.
Yeah, you got it's a new look team.
I'm going to go deep to Anthony Miller because that guy can go up and get anything, man. And I'm already putting together the game plan.
Yeah, I think I don't see any way it doesn't work. And so do you see? Do you know who's going to be on the other side yet or no?
It is my defensive coordinator is Dave Woloshin. Defensive coordinator.
No, who's going to be the other?
Jarvis. Hang on. I think I have the email here. Hold on. It's going to be. I'm not exactly sure. Oh, Jarvis and Doc are on the other side.
Okay. All right. So you and Wolo versus Jarvis and Doc.
Oh God, this is a race war.
It is. I wish they would have mixed it up a little bit.
I wish we mixed it up a little bit. I actually think they went former Tigers versus people who are totally clueless about sports. I think was their thinking there. They went two former Tigers in Doc and Jarvis against two guys who've never played, wouldn't know how to put on a jock.
Here's what I'm confident in saying: your offense will look better than Mike Singletary's.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'll be honest. I'm glad I'm the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, nobody wants to be the defensive coordinator. That's boring.
Although maybe you can argue that you get more control. I mean, you get because Mike is in charge of the offense.
Honestly, if I was a defensive coordinator, I would just send eight guys every time. I would, because that's the only way I have fun. All right, we're gonna go all out blitz.
Well, then I'm gonna screen pass you to death.
Time and time again.
Or maybe draw. Maybe I'll call a draw. And just watch.
I can already tell you are one of the brightest offensive minds we have ever seen.
I'm like Lincoln Riley. People often compare me to Orhal Mummy. I'm going to wear a towel on my neck. I got to do that. I got to wear a towel on my neck.
Yeah, I think you definitely should.
Is Tiger football going to win every game next year, Jeff?
No. Do you believe that?
They're
no.
favored in every game. They're favored.
I think there's a difference between being favored in every game.
So how many
and
do they lose? So how many do they lose when they are favored
their
in every one?
Their schedule is not that tough next year, Jeff.
You give them one loss, two losses. What
it
are you saying?
If I it. Two losses. What do you think?
10-2. That would be.
I mean, the only possibles are Houston and Ole Miss, right?
Is that what you count? You can lose to. They lost to Tulane last year.
Oh, no way with Brady White. No way.
But they lost to Tulane.
I'm saying.
I don't mean to break this to you, Jason. They lost to Tulane last year with Brady White.
I'm telling you, this is his second season.
They also lost to Navy last year. They play Navy again this year. And so I don't take for granted. Listen, when you're in the coaching business,
I'll fire
like
Mike
I am,
Norvell.
This man has no faith.
This whole deal is when you're in the coaching business like I am, I'm just trying to win the day today.
You're
and
right.
Then once we get to the season, we're just going to take it one game at a time. You're asking me to depart from the basic coaching philosophy, Jason, and that's not – to me, we just look at the game that's right in front of us, and to me that's the spring game. I got to worry about – Doc and Jarvis, that's who I'm completely 100% laser-focused on, as you can tell, not being able to know who they were just 30 seconds ago. But otherwise, I'm laser-focused on them.
All right, last thing before we let you go. I know you don't, as a coach, you don't like to do this. You don't like to look that far ahead, but Who's your national champion pick in this tournament?
I'm going to go out on a big limb. Say Duke.
Yeah, you know what? Like, too many people are picking them.
Okay, then I'll say Virginia.
Virginia?
I
good luck with
like,
that one.
I kind of like Virginia because everyone hates Virginia now. That I honestly, like, because of last year, that is really ignominious to be the first team. Isn't it nice for everybody else? Even if you're a one seed and lose to a 16 now, you're
not
never
the first. That's
right.
That's
it's
right.
Great. It is great to not be Virginia. And everyone hates them so much that I tend to be contrary. And so, like, so yeah, I honestly, if I could tell you who I would like to win this thing, I think it's Virginia. Because I would like a redemption tour for Virginia. So that's fine. If you think I'm weaseling out by picking Duke, I'll pick Virginia. Who are you picking?
No, I mean, I got Duke, but I don't really feel good about it. I think too many people are on them, and I think, you know,
that's fine. Stay, jump with me on Virginia. No one's on Virginia except for me and John Hollinger.
I'm on Kentucky, which
and he went to Virginia.
Sandbag, and hopefully on PJ Washington.
Yeah, Jason's on Kentucky.
Just to be different.
I could be on Kentucky just to protect myself emotionally. In other words,
right.
If they win, I won't feel so bad because I'll say I picked them. I knew it was going to happen, right? I will be totally honest. I'm as petty as they come. I still root against that guy.
You root against him. You hate Watch or you don't hate?
I don't hate Watch, but I root against him. If you could tell me, if there's one team that you can guarantee would not win the national championship, let's reverse that question. Make this, what team would you, and you just say, by saying their name right now, you will guarantee that this year they will not win the national championship. Who would you say?
Tennessee. Because I just can't.
Yeah, you got too much at stake with Tennessee, don't you?
I just cannot. For the most part, their fans are just they're too much. They're too much.
The fans have been kind of too much.
Now I've got Tennessee in my Final Four because I think they have a really good team. But I'm just saying, like, if we can get to the Final Four and then them lose in the Final Four, good with me. Good with me.
Would you want to risk that? Wouldn't you prefer them to just lose the first round?
Sure. I mean, who cares?
You would like that. How many you would
oh, if
you
they
would
lost,
go on Twitter
if they,
and you would
how
you would
if they lost
relentlessly,
bro,
wouldn't you?
Yes, I would just tweet pictures of toothpaste. that's all I would do because they're playing Colgate.
You would mock them relentlessly.
Yes,
yeah.
I would.
Jason, who do you not want to win the national championship?
Oh, easy one for me. You know what?
He says it's an easy one for him, but he doesn't have an answer for you.
I mean, this feels like a hate segment, you know, and the Deacon today is all about love. The Deacon,
I'm a Deacon
today,
too.
Much like you didn't want to make a prediction on Memphis' football schedule next year.
That's fine.
Jeff,
that's fine. We'll let you off the hook.
If Tennessee lost to Colgate, you know what I would do?
What?
I would go to the store. I would buy Colgate toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
I would go home. I would start filming. And I would start brushing my teeth with Colgate on camera.
It's going to be a great hit. It's going to be a great hit. I can't wait to see that.
So just don't try to steal my idea, though, okay?
I won't try to steal your idea.
All right.
I do think they have a good team, though.
They have a really good team.
I hope Syracuse doesn't win it because I don't like Boeheim.
He killed
there
a man.
Go.
He literally killed
a
man.
Well, it has nothing to do with that, but yeah.
He did kill a man.
Honestly,
not why I picked him.
Karmically.
His odds of winning went down yesterday, though, when they lost their point guard, so that helps.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed, Frank.
Karmically, if you kill somebody.
Why don't you like Boeheim?
He literally killed a man.
He cheated, and he's better than all of us. He is better than you, and we'll let you know.
Oh, you think
he's smarter than all of us. Yes. Oh,
better.
Yeah. I just don't. It's a stank attitude I've never liked.
And he killed somebody.
Dude.
He did.
That part was totally accidental.
That's what they all say.
We need to move on. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate this, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, he rattled me there. Thank you, man.
All right. Bennett is
got me calling Calkins by his full name, man. Dude, you rattled me.
Bennett's
are you talking about that like it was not an accident?
I mean, I know it was, but
come
man.
Come on, bro.
All right, we'll come back.
Come on, man.
Wrap it up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. It is tax season. Those tax refunds going to be hitting soon. Best time to buy a vehicle. You should do it at Landers Auto Sales. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, whatever it is that you need, they got it on the lot. Price starting at just $29.90. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand. They're going to help you find the accessories, find the perfect vehicle for you. Because at Landers, you, the customer, are the priority, and you're going to feel that from the moment that you set foot on the lot. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web at LandersMemphis.com and check out the inventory. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Vermont and Florida State are tied at halftime, Jason. If you're looking for maybe a 13 over a 4, they are tied 27-27 at the half. And then Yale LSU just went final. Yale did battle. They battled, man.
They got it to three. It was too late.
Dang, Bennett, they gave you everything they had.
It was too late. If they would have had like another minute in that game, they would have had a chance.
Yale goes down 79-74 to LSU. Auburn is up. It looks like the latest I've got is 8 over New Mexico State. It's 45-37. So they're going to need to pick it up a little bit if they're going to pull off the 12 over the 5. Every day we do the checkout time. Let's do it.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
You guys know where I'll be from 4 to 6 at Legendary Bluesville down at the Horseshoe Casino in Tunica. You should come join me. We're going to watch the games from the tournament. Should be a good time. Got a good one starting at 3:30 with Marquette and Murray State. And again, we'll have a street team be down there. Have all kind of prizes. Come have a beer with your boy. I'll be watching the tournament all night long from 4 to 6 at the Horseshoe.
I'm going to watch the NCAA tournament as well. One of the games that I have as an upset tonight is St. Mary's over Villanova, so I'll be watching that game. That's 7:20 tonight. I believe it's on CBS. It's going to be on one of those CBS channels, so that's one of my upsets tonight. I'm already 0 for 1 on my upset picks, so need to get back on the right track.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching PBS. There's a good Mozart documentary coming on PBS tonight. So probably going to be checking that out. Of course, I'm going to be watching the NCAA tournament. I mean, what else are you going
to
be watching?
I mean, do you have a game? I gave the people a game worth watching.
Well, I mean, you got Murray State Marquette, which I'll be tuning into. Florida Nevada.
Jason had that one. You got to have your own.
I watch Florida Nevada at 5:50.
Okay.
I mean, Nevada's a 29-win team. They got the Twins. And, you know, Florida's an SEC team, so I'll probably be tuned into that one. But, again, I'll be watching every single one of them tonight. That's the beautiful thing about it. And then, of course, you got Wofford. You got Wofford and Seton Hall, our man Nathan Hoover at 8:40. That'll be a good one. We've adopted sort of Wofford as our team to follow in the city of Memphis. So be rooting for them against
Seton Hall. I'm sorry. I've been going back and forth with Saluki Blue about the Fab Five. I don't know why I'm so into it.
I don't know why you're so into it either. You're repping, though. They appreciate it.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were.
I think it's because you watch Jalen on Get Up every day. That's what I think it is. You feel a personal attachment to him.
Maybe so. I feel like Jalen's getting a little attacked, and that's why I'm telling Saluki to back off.
Yeah, I think that's.
Back off.
That's clearly what it is.
Two straight years.
But do your thing, man. I don't ever want you to stop. I want you on the. Even driving down the
Well, see, I mean, one thing about me is that, like, I'm a man of the people.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have those conversations.
And you see where that gets you? Get you into a Twitter fight for hours.
Not in a Twitter fight.
All right, that's going to do it for us. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Jeff Goodman for joining us today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us today. Eric Hastine is up next. Don't miss it. Tunica.
Come on at your boy. 4 to 6.
Have one beer with Jason Smith.
Maybe two.
Maybe two, he says. Oh, he's
upping. If the Deacon gets feeling a little frisky, not promising anything.
He is upping the ante here.
Giving the one.
Hey, you're only getting paid to be there from 4 to 6. Just so you know.
Make it all night flight?
Yeah.
No
way. But you only get paid to be there from 4 to 6, all right? Eric Hassan's up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.